I'm Carrie Nolan in for Leonard Lopate. In Mama's Man, a new film directed by Azazel Jacobs, a man stays with his parents on a business trip and finds that he literally can't make himself leave. Jacobs shot the movie at his childhood home in Tribeca and cast his parents as, well, his parents. Mama's Man opens today at the Angelica Film Center. I'm very pleased that it brings Azazel Jacobs and his parents, Ken and Flo Jacobs, to the show today. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
So nice to have you here.
Yes, it's nice.
So, Mikey is the protagonist of this film, and you've cast your parents as your parents. Why didn't you just play Mikey?
I hope that I'm really different than Mikey. I mean, you know, I've definitely been tempted to stay at the folks' house, but I didn't think that I really would. I'm in a happy relationship, and I had a fantasy, but I also didn't think that me personally, I would do something like that. So for me to write this thing, I really needed to work on somebody that I didn't know and think what kind of person would actually wind up staying here. You know, he's also, you know, I have a sister, and there's a bunch of differences in us that I think that without, maybe I could have turned into something like Mikey. But at the same time, he's somebody, you know, in a familiar place, he's a stranger, and that's what made it interesting for me.
I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, so many of us, when we leave our parents' home, you come back, or you get, you know, you feel sick, and you call mom, and it's like, oh, God, I really feel terrible. And all you really want to do is come home. But Mikey has real issues here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, like, even on the way walking over here, we went by my nursery school, and this is a city that's filled with certain memories and pulling me in all certain directions. And I didn't want to get stuck into nostalgia. I also wanted to kind of face the reality. What would that take? What would happen if I really did try to connect, or somebody did try to connect and go back into these situations? Mm-hmm. I think it's funny to a certain level, but also it's, you know, it winds up being something else.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that you had walked on your way over to our new studios here, that you had passed your old nursery school. And you'd also, your particular film education took place right around the corner here on Van Damme Street.
That is, I remembered actually, you know, my boss, Jackie Rennell, I was thinking this on the way over here, you know, she wouldn't get an ice machine, so I wound up running to the supermarket over here every maybe 2 hours for the sodas to keep it, you know, cooled for whatever reason, you know. So I was carrying these 10-pound bags of ice, maybe, and it's a warm memory at this point. At the time, it was frustrating, but now it's nice.
So Ken and Flo, has your son ever overstayed his welcome?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll move on then. That's. What was it, you know, when he approached you to play Mikey's parents, what did you first think, Flo?
I didn't want to do it.
No.
No.
Did he pay you so well that you had no choice?
No. Originally, we were just going to do it because he asked. And we do whatever he chose, you know.
He comes up with a lot of ideas, and we figured he'd get over this one.
So you just indulge him until he got past it, and now you're preserved on film.
Yeah.
So Mikey in the movie Mama's Man, he's got these long silent fights with the staircase leading out of his parents' house. What was the significance of that? There are shots of just his foot over a stair, you know.
A couple of things. One of them was in the midst of writing, I'd revisited a bunch of films that have always inspired me, and one of them is Exterminating Angel by Buñuel. And just to see that film where, you know, and that's a story about a bunch of bourgeois people that for whatever reason wind up getting stuck at this party and not being able to leave. And films like that really help remind me that, you know, that the limitations and walls of a film, you know, or just that there's things that I can cross. And it kind of inspired me to kind of, okay, I'm making a movie here, acknowledge that I'm making a movie and take this to a different place than you usually would if it was just dealing with a kind of certain reality. And at the same time, it also was, I remembered, you know, me and my sister on one of the stairs, there was a bad luck step, which has now been repaired. But the idea was that if you ever hit that step, you'd fall down the stairs. I'm not sure if maybe I did fall down hitting that step, and maybe that's how it started. But also, you know, that was something that those stairs definitely are relevant to me.
Well, we have a clip from the film Mama's Man, and let's give it a shot now.
Hi, Mikey.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yes, Ma.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get you something?
No.
How about some coffee, some tea, something?
No, Ma. I'm in here.
Please.
Ma.
Are you really okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm in here.
You don't sound okay.
Ma?
I'm worried about you.
Okay, give me 2 minutes, Mom.
Now, really, what family has not had that conversation? It's, are you all right in there? What's wrong in there? Open that door in there. That's really very, okay. It's a universal.
Just out of some defense for my mom, I doubled her lines in that play. She really has never offered that much comfort to you. It's an exaggeration. And that's probably, it's funny that you play that because that's probably the most problematic for my mom, that exactly.
Really?
No, there's one more problematic line. When she suspects the wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we giving away bad plot points? Spoiler alert here?
No, I think that the thing is that there's, you know, when you're dealing with my folks, obviously I had to divert from certain realities or exaggerate certain things. Sure. So it's a strange place to be in, you know, to figure out and to show what things are you going to need for a story and what things are you really just trying to document. You
know? Now, the idea of doing this particular kind of a film, did you just kind of wake up one day and the idea was there? I mean, it's always such a lame interviewer's
absolutely
conceit. Where did this idea come from?
I woke up one morning and I found coffee there. That's how it started. You know, like really, I was like, why did I? Here's coffee, here's cereal. Why would I leave this place? You know?
Right.
And yeah. That really was the start. And it made me laugh. And then I went home and I started taking it. The more serious I took it, the more interesting it became. And then it started kind of shifting from, okay, I'm writing about this place, which is really important that I want to document.
Right.
And then at a certain point, realizing that I was writing it for my folks and that they were the only ones who could play in it, you know. And it was one of those things. The more that I got inside of it, the more things that I needed to bring in that I didn't know, and it wound up kind of turning into something.
It seems almost that your parents' house was another character.
Yes.
So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, the place is, a place in Lower Manhattan that's been a rental, and you've been there for how long, Dad? 40?
Since 66.
66. So they've been there for a long time, and it's really, you know, it's... You know, what happened with the writing, I realized it was just impossible to separate them from that place, that this is really, it's a reflection. It's where they work. It's where they live. And I wanted to do, and also it was a place that was extremely important for me growing up. Also, it was something.
Also, you're going to make Kenneth into a writer, which didn't seem to make sense to us.
I think one of the early drafts, the parents were, you know, my dad was a writer and something like that. I was kind of avoiding a certain reality and then just kind of looking at that house and realizing, all right, this is a filmmaker's house. This has to be about a filmmaker that lives there. There's no way to separate those things. I think that was all wound up being important to me. And that home, you know, was a place that I had gone growing up, was a place of sometimes being embarrassed and wanting just a place like every other kid have, to being really thinking, wow, there's something extremely special here.
I'm wondering if Flo and Ken, when Azazel asked you to play Mikey's parents, and you, after some convincing, agreed. Did you see these two characters as characters, or did you have an idea that he wanted you just to be yourselves? Was there an exaggeration in the script?
No, to be ourselves and just to imagine that we had a son that had turned out this way, who was sort of stuck between worlds, and to feel for him, which we did in imagination.
Mm-hmm, okay? Sure.
We felt for somebody in this predicament who was neither here nor there, you know, was stuck, couldn't retreat to the little operations of a teenager, you know, all the given ways to go about living a life,
right?
But how to make a life. And for me, when he heads back to California, he's not out of trouble.
No, he's just left the house.
Yeah.
finally. I'm speaking with Flo and Ken Jacobs and their son, director Azazel.
But he's
Azazel.
In better shape.
Oh, God. Who's in better shape, Flo?
Mikey's in better shape when he leaves the house.
For the experience.
Yeah.
But don't forget that there was stretching for you. I mean, I think just having a son named Mikey was a really big issue for them. That was the acting for them. That was really hard for, especially my dad, to say the word Mikey. That was the biggest fight on set was, you know, why would we ever have a son called Mikey? Yeah, we just, I couldn't say
those characters would. You wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the thing that I'd keep saying, no, it's not you. This is Mikey. And then my dad would come up with a different name for Mikey and...
But this is implausible.
Yeah.
So that's where movies comes in.
The movie is called Mama's Man, and we're talking with Azazel Jacobs. I'm not butchering your first name.
No, you're saying it perfect.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
As he's the director and the writer of the film, along with his co-stars and, not incidentally, his parents, Ken and Flo Jacobs. The movie opens at the Angelica Film Center today. You said that the movie began as a way of documenting the place where you grew up, and that the neighborhood itself is changing. And you wanted, I guess, did you just want a piece of your childhood to hang on to when everything else is eventually going to change around the place where you grew up?
Yeah, I mean, the place is already, everything has changed around me growing up. So this is a way for me. I've been living in Los Angeles for 9 years, and this is something that I can hold on to. And this is a place that I know that I won't be able to go to at a certain point, you know. So this is something I'm excited to have children to show. I think that if they wind up having children, they'd be excited. Like, even doing what we're doing right now, these are all things, at least on a personal level, that I'll be really excited to hold on to. I mean, this is still kind of the creation of a home memory, everything to do with this film, making this film. And these are the type of things that I think I'm kind of always looking for in a film, is some situation where no matter what, it's going to wind up being meaningful for me in the end.
Did you stay with your parents while you were filming?
Yes, and that I shouldn't have done. That was really too much.
Why?
It was just, you know, to sleep in the room and then wake up and then the actor would come and take my place in the bed and I'd be like, oh, yeah, here's a half a cup of coffee that I have left here. You can have this that my mom made and finish my bowl. You know, it was just too close.
It's like, a little surreal.
Yeah, and to sleep and I couldn't move things in my own room because, you know, we're still in the midst of shooting a scene and it was...
A grateful kid.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just that.
Said out loud on New York radio. Now, you stayed in New York during the editing of the film. In fact, my understanding was that you couldn't leave.
Well, that is true to a certain extent. I wound up, you know, that wasn't the original plan was for me to edit in New York. I was going to go back to Los Angeles to cut. And then because of the situation, the producers wound up having a really great situation to edit here. And then right after I told my girlfriend Diaz in Los Angeles that I would be extending my stay yet again, even longer, I wound up getting hit with this thing called Bell's palsy, which is really... to hit me out of nowhere, which is kind of, it's a facial paralysis that hit half your face where you just can't smile, you can't really, it's hard to eat and you can't blink on that side. Oof. So suddenly I'm in this situation where if I had even known of that thing existing, I probably would have put it in the script, but you know, suddenly I'm stuck here for real, and it was heavy. It was a really odd situation because I was really, really excited about what I had just finished shooting and ready to get into it, and suddenly I was stopped and frozen. And if anything, you know, Diaz wound up coming here and kind of like an old war movie, putting me on her back and getting me back to California, and where I wound up cutting most of the movie over there with an editor.
But they also said that you shouldn't be staring at the monitor.
Yeah, so there was a whole bunch of things. You know, I'm wearing an eye patch, and, you know, as I'm cutting, bit by bit, as the film is starting to form, my face is also starting to come back. You know, it's one of those... Yeah, it's like you just don't even want to go there. You don't know. It's just like, what's going on? I'm just glad it's over with.
Ken, you're a filmmaker yourself. Did you ever find yourself sort of backseat directing?
No.
No?
No, definitely not.
Oh, that's nice to know. You were there strictly as an actor.
Right.
Didn't give him any advice.
Right. Did I give you advice?
Well, I think the advice you'd give, sometimes, like, you know, I think there was a few lines, definitely there'd be lines in there where he could look at and say, you know, it'd be more comfortable if I said it like this. This would be much more something that I would say. There's a scene that I don't want to get.
What's my motivation? I mean, that kind of thing.
No, it was really just trying to find, you know, with Matt Bourne, I could do those type of things with. I could do, you know, acting exercises and talk to
Matt
him about
Bourne being Mikey.
Who plays Mikey. And with my folks, it was a different type of acting. And I think that's what was really interesting to me, to have these two different types of acting. Here's my folks just trying to kind of generally play it the way that they would play it. And here's a person who's really stretching himself and being a different character and putting them in kind of collision courses and seeing what happens. But in terms of, you know, some, I think one of the best scenes in there, which I don't want to go that much into, but it really is a scene where very little is said. I had written a lot of things for my dad to say, and my father was able to see and say, you know, if I just said this particular line, I think it would say a lot more. And the only credit that I can give myself is just for acknowledging that that was correct, because I think, you know, it winds up being one of the strongest points in the film.
I'm wondering, Flo and Ken, if you had not played Mikey's parents in this film, who would you have cast? Any thoughts?
Paul Muni, obviously.
Oh, all right then.
And I had for my mom, Shelley Duvall was who I was thinking at the time. So I had Peter Falk and Shelley Duvall in mind when I was thinking of the Hollywood version of this thing. But Paul Muni, yeah, okay. That would have been hard to make happen, but I guess with computers.
It can all be done. In the few minutes and minute or so we have left, reviewers have called Mama's Men a comedy, but sometimes it seems very touching and sweet and heart-wrenching. And did you want to make a comedy, or did you just let the story unfold?
The latter. I let the story unfold. It was one of these things where I think it's a really funny, it's a funny premise, and you can imagine it as an, you know, an Adam Sandler film. You could see it going a totally different direction. And at first it really was this thing that I thought, but once I started confronting it and trying to bring it to a much more personal level, you know, it became something else.
Thank you so much for coming in today. This is Azazel Jacobs' new film, Mama's Man, opens today at the Angelica Film Center. Flo and Ken Jacobs, Azazel Jacobs, thank you so much for
stopping
by.
Thank you.
Very much.